Judas. A disciple of the rabbi, one of his 12 students. I write this with 30 pieces of coin in my pocket. Let me tell you about just how I got it. See me, I'm from another place, and they've been familiar since they were young. So I felt like I was here by myself, and they were one. It didn't bother me. Rabbi fills the pages that I write. Let me share some of what he said. Not verbatim, but he was like, "Verily, verily, verily, I say unto you, nobody will inherit the kingdom rejecting this news. I came so you can have life even as you rest in a tomb. And I don't want to see any of you be destined for doom. So take the time, invest in this truth, the rest will be smooth." And some other teaching so powerful that the hairs on the back of my neck, they would move. I thought to myself, boy, if there ever was one, then this is definitely dude. And so I ride with him, me and all the others who found him so amazing. We went out and did things you would doubt if told. They made me treasure, I kept the bag and would count the dough. So I stashed a little something on the side, you know how it go. Just a little bit here and there to pay the dues. I don't make the rules, even you would do that. I'm just a cool cat, and money make the world go round, and I pursue that. We were at Mary and Martha's house the other day, in the land where Rabbi raised Lazarus from the dead. And Mary poured some real good oil on him. I gotta say, I told him it's a waste. We could have sold it for a lot of cake, but he rebuked me. I'm done giving my help. The thing is, he doesn't care at all about physical wealth, but what he says I'll do in case he really becomes king and saves the Jews. I'm trying to position myself. I really love him, but he been acting weird lately. Talking about amongst y'all, one will betray me. So I asked if it was I, hoping he doesn't save me. He said, "Who I'll give this bread." Then he dipped that thing and gave me. Looking at me, he told me, "What you wanna do? Do quick." The nerves in me started tingling. I had to split. Why would he say that to me? So I went to the high priest, who offered me 30 silvers for him. "Give that back to me." I took him where he's roaming. That'll probably help him jumpstart his reign, cause it's taking too long to overthrow the Romans. He'll thank me for this. We got to Gethsemane, like, what did I miss? Then I leaned in and gave him a kiss. I got the bag and I'm really glad, so I guess I'll see him when they let him out and we'll deal with that. I got the bag and I'm really glad, so I guess I'll see him when they let him out and we'll deal with that. I got the bag and I'm really glad, so I guess I'll see him when they let him out. Don't you judge me for my actions, see I'm only human. And soon enough we gon' be above the Pharisees ruling. I've seen him heal the sick and resurrect the dead, and that's probably what he's proving. So from here, it's to the palace we're moving. I got my reasons.
Hey Judas,
what?
Have you heard?
Heard what?
They say they're gonna kill Jesus.
Now what happened next is Judas would implode. He threw the 30 pieces inside the temple and hoped that it would free him of the guilt from his actions. He couldn't cope, for what does it profit a man to gain the world but lose his soul? What amazed me is Judas is Judah, which is praise God. So every time they called him by his name, they were praising God while addressing a man who betrayed God. That is crazy. Little by little, then a little after, a series of little unchecked habits brought disaster. He felt it was over, he was the cause of the death of his master. The culmination of little passes that shouldn't have mattered. See, Judas wasn't supposed to be in charge of the money, and if he opened up to somebody, his soul would be in the clear. Cause the eye can't see itself, so what's your mirror? Judas kissed the door to heaven, but didn't getting there. And all of us are Judas somewhere, that's for bloody sure. Except the thorn in his side was greed. So ask yourself, what is yours? What's causing that tug of war? And don't get it confused, Judas loved Jesus, he just loved money more. So what's getting in the way of your spiritual best? Cause you can grieve lust or feed yourself to death, depress yourself to death, procrastinate, deceive yourself to death. What's eating you from deep within the depths? The thing that you detest to tell somebody before it's too late. Will you open up and get the help that'll lead to good physical, spiritual, mental health? And don't you ever think for a second your presence won't be felt. He's calling out, the truth is in his arms, is where he wants your help. Judas ended up facing the fire, but he wasn't the only one who betrayed the Messiah. Yeah, Peter did too, what a menace. Yeah, the same Peter. Peter who had walked on water relentless. Yeah, the very same Peter who had cut somebody's ear off for Jesus ended up denying him 3 times, afraid of the sentence. The difference is he confessed it. So it wasn't betrayal, but what confined Judas to doom was his lack of repentance. That could be you. But you're not irredeemable. You're not beyond receivable. You feel it's inconceivable. The thought of someone seeing who you really are makes you even more heavily burdened. But don't be, that's what he gave you people for. But Judas's guilt made him feel beyond forgiveness. What he thought he had control of had eaten him from within him. The both of them having fallen regretted their bad decisions. The difference is Peter opened up with the Lord as his witness, while Judas hung from a tree in a field that is silver bought, and he dangled there for a while as they wouldn't touch him at all. So the branch or the rope snapped from the heavy weight of the corpse, and when he hit the ground he burst, spilling his guts to the floor. Don't be Judas.